As we finish out a very strong month here on the Thomas Paine podcast, our numbers are stupid again. I don't know where these people are coming from. Stupid good. For a bunch of upstarts that don't advertise anywhere and don't have any marketing budget, and we barely have time to market the show, it's doing fantastic. And again, we launched Paine.tv, and that has done fantastic in the last 6 weeks. It's exceeded all my expectations, so here we are. So it was fantastic to catch up with her, and I wanted to do something different to finish out the month. We've had, a great month here. We've done a lot of different things this month, and we're launching the platform. We're saying goodbye to another one, apparently. That's just the way it goes. Nothing stays the same. Everything changes. If you haven't figured that out in the last few months, in the last year and a half, I don't know where you've been. Everything changes. Nothing stays the same. A conversation with Maria could be an exception to that, because it's always fantastic, and she's always fantastic just being herself. She doesn't even have to. She's done the homework. She's done the work. Whenever you talk to somebody who has done the work, there's no posing, there's no bullshitting. If you've done the work and you've put the hours in and the sweat equity, it speaks for itself. And so I'm happy to share the conversation I had with her with you. And we'll go from there. And I'll say right here, again, if you're on Patreon and Subscribestar, look at your feed tonight. Look at your emails on that, on those platforms too. Some people we've sent emails to with instructions to do certain things. Look at your emails, look at your feeds, and I'm going to go right from here after I mix this over to there and write you guys some messages and let you know how things are going to roll out tomorrow on the first day of Paine.tv. Folks have already been on Paine.tv for the beta. It's not complicated. Don't panic. If you make a mistake, we'll correct it. It's no big deal. We're interested in long-term relationship, long-term community. There's no... Nobody's trying to beat anybody over the head. As I said before, I think it's going to be fantastic to have our own platform. Not to have to dance when the man says dance. Not to have to self-censor and edit when the man says, you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't do this, you can't do that. We just decided to say, fuck you. We'll do what we want. And we hope you join us. Now, as far as the weekend now, ending the month, headed into another month in the third quarter of this crazy year. The weather is supposed to be swimmingly on the East Coast and beyond. Fantastic weather. And I hope you take advantage of it. And I hope you get out and get some rest and relaxation with your family while you still can. And with that, I bid you adieu for the week. And I say take care and God bless you.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry, it's been one of those days.
That's fine. I'm just here doing my thing.
What's happening? I figured I'd call you. We'll do some news on a Friday.
What's going on down here? Aside from my blood pressure, you know, fluctuating many times during the day, doing pretty good. You know, all status quo. Kids are getting ready to go back to school August 16th. We do not have to wear masks as of this moment. But we'll see what's going to happen. You know, I don't believe anything from anybody. I don't trust anybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, yesterday we saw a big escalation of deja vu of March, 2020, like clockwork, you know, remember all the switches went off and minute by minute thing, you know, corporations were saying, these are the new rules. These are the new rules of the road. And that started happening yesterday because we know that the government's figured out they no longer have to legislate anything. They can just use their public-private partnership henchmen to run this show, and they are doing it. Right before you called me, I just saw that D.C. said as of Saturday, masks again, regardless of status, masks again in D.C. But this is going on everywhere. So we'll see. We'll see before it starts hitting, all the big box stores across the nation. We'll see what they're going to do. Disney made the announcement yesterday as well. Netflix and Google and Apple and all these tyrants. And they must have got their memo. Their 4 a.m. talking point memo. And they're moving forward. They're moving forward with it again. I know you've been warning people, that they should get out and do what they wanted to do before this happened. You and I spoke privately and really expected this in the fall, but they're ahead of schedule. And I don't think they're ahead of schedule by their timetable. I just think that's just the way it worked out with the vaccinated folks.
Well, I'll tell you something. In May, it's funny you say that. In May, a college buddy of mine said, hey, we should get together, try to get some people together. And I said, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it because I got the show and we're launching this platform. And we got a busy mm-hmm. number of weeks because we're still building it back at that time in April and May. And he said, well, I'm calling you because you're the man in the know. When should we get together? And I said,
2018.
Oh yeah. No. Here's what I said. It has to be before the absolute last weekend is July 30th, 31st, Friday and Saturday. That has to be it because I see things changing after that weekend. And that's now that's today.
It's exactly. Yeah. Today. We're right up against it.
And so like they're getting together. They're getting together, and he calls me and he says, dude, they're bringing masks back. We're going to get this thing in right under the wire. You're fucking crazy. How did you know? I said, it's just a feeling, man. You see these things start moving, and we talked about this in February and March to people on Hot Wire, and I said, get it in before August. Get it in before August 1st.
Yeah. I'm a little bit more fortunate because I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to leave the state. I have 1,000 miles of coastline of beaches. I'm not going to travel.
It's tough down there. We know.
Yeah, I know. I don't have to get on a plane, which I will never probably get on a plane. I have no need to travel. I could just stay right here and watch who I give my money to. I mean, I'm real big on dealing with the little mom and pops and all of the people that don't subscribe to this nonsense. And that's just the way I choose to live at this moment. You know, my grandchildren are my grandchildren, but if they were my children, they wouldn't be going back to school, period, because the seesaw ride is not good for them. But at this point, their parents are hopeful that, the masks will remain optional. My big worry is, are my grandchildren going to be the few not wearing it? And now are they going to pit the children against each other on the playground that you're stupid and your parents are stupid? And then there's going to be a war. Then there's going to be a war. You know, I try to behave myself on Twitter. You know, that's about the only place I am other than your platform.
Well, I had you I decided to invite you on for Friday. More for a wellness check than anything. I was asked by. Twitter and I was watching other stuff. I said, "Yeah, we need a news intervention. She needs the vent." intervention.
I mean, what I want just isn't happening. I mean, I love to tell people you have to be your own hero. We know that in your own life, you've been preaching it. We've spoken of it. How you've got to take the bull by the horns in your own life and be your own hero. But I'm waiting for other heroes. I and you could cut this out, I'm just going to say it. But until I start to see people on the front covers, like we saw Gaddafi and Hussein, I am not going to be happy, because these people are affecting the lives of our families, our children, their futures. And I think I have every right to say that, because these people, whether they're elected,
I'm not going to cut it. I mean, I'm not going to cut it out. I talk about world history. I know where this is going. Well, it's just a question of when it gets there. Does it get there now? Does it get there when I'm fucking 80 and I can't pitch in and do something about it? When does
It should have been there last year. And the fact that the heroes I'm waiting for are going to maybe ride out another lockdown is not okay with me. I don't understand it. Maybe because most people don't know history. Maybe that's it. But the writing has been on the wall for a very long time. And you and I talk about this a lot behind the scenes, and where I say, you know, where the real problems lie in the masses globally. You know, they're being fed media. They're being fed the paid doctors and spokespersons and scientists and blah, 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 blah. Nobody's ever taught to go look behind the curtain to see. And we've made jokes for many, 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 many years. We always say, the decisions of the world are made by a few guys smoking cigars in a back room. That is a reality. And if you go back and look at some of the organizations that are in power, most people on the globe don't even know their names or the organizations. And, you know, we could, you know, start with the Club of Rome, formed in 1968, the World Economic Forum, formed in 1972, the United Nations Agenda 21, written in 92, Agenda 30, you know, the Club of Rome, they had wrote in 1972, the limits to growth, which is economic and population growth. All of these conglomerates, it's all about sustainability on the planet and population. You are never going to see anyone point people into this direction to understand that the collusion and the corruption of everyone, that's what's affecting us today. You know, when they came out with this thing that's affecting us, the coronacon, the schemedemic, I didn't know about Cladex and Event 201 and SPARS pandemic, and I didn't know about all the simulations, but I went back and I watched them, and it's mind-blowing how everything played out as written, including the corona task force with the vice president in charge. It was all there. So, I mean, you can call CoronaCon or Schemedemic, you can call it Cladex, you can call it SPARS, because the PCR test has never been designed to be for Corona to begin with.
It was used as a tool of fraud, is what it was.
It's exactly a fraudulent tool. Yeah. Right, and people are getting sick because, okay, so if you remember, I've talked about this many times on my March 25th show I did on Long Island Radio. I was doing my morning research and I put in flu 2019, just trying to get some bullet points. And I have the screenshot saved because it's probably been scrubbed. But that screenshot on March 25th from the CDC said that as of January 22nd, 2020, from October to January, the United States already had 13 million flu cases. Flu. So, where'd they go? Most of these corona labels were probably flu. The people dying were the people that went to the hospital, you know, and were not treated accordingly, you know, for their ailments.
They got choked out.
They got choked out on the ventilators.
Choked out. We're just talking about today. One of the young bucks here said, Maria, hey, I bet you could get a pretty good deal on a used ventilator right now. What happened to all the ventilators? What happened to all the ventilators? They just magically
went
away.
It was at a place in Florida. There was an undercover reporter who found a bunch of them boxed up in the trash.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. But we go back and we notice the trend, and we, you know, they put up the Javits Center, they you know, retooled, and that was in the simulation, setting up MASH units. And you know, I have always felt that this whole thing was a live action, you know, role play to see, you know, how they would gain control, where the holes were, you know, how could they pull off education via internet and work from home via internet, moving into that fourth industrial revolution crap, which is where they're driving us on a you know, freight train at the speed of light. But you saw these places didn't get used, the comfort, the Javits, blah, blah, blah. Now, once the ventilator debacle ended, that is when they went from death-demic to case-demic. And the scientists that are not on, you know, the airways, the ones that are suppressed, you know, many of them were saying, you know, this is bogus, this is baloney, this thing isn't designed for this. It's all a bunch of malarkey. And so then you say, you know, so you know it. And I had made the decision way before March, because you and I were in contact constantly behind the scenes, that by the time that, like, March 20th official lockdown came, my blood pressure was off the charts. I was not buying this crap, no way. And I made that decision. No matter what was going to happen with my family, I would handle it on the home front. And as I studied more through the year with nutrition, well, it did finally, well, my family did get sick. What they got sick with, who will know? Their bodies were obviously not strong enough to fight something. And at one point, it was my son and my daughter-in-law had the fevers and different things. I treated accordingly. Then about 3 weeks later, my daughter, same thing, treated accordingly with nothing but supplements. And I kept dragging my feet. I didn't want to call the frontline doctors or any of those places. I just didn't want my name in a database. And I kept saying, you know, man, should I have this stuff on hand? And I kept saying, no, I'm not going to do it. So I kept studying the supplements and protocols, and I found this scientist on Twitter. And yes, you know, I went with my gut with this guy, and I was following him, and I was starting to look at testimonials coming back for other ailments, all other ailments, using his niacin protocol. So I printed it out. I got all the supplements. And when it was game time, I put those supplements into action, and the supplements worked. They worked within 30 some hours.
Yeah.
And then the more you do it every single day, you know, you've got to repair your cells. You've got to repair your body. You don't just stop. So, you know, then now I have everybody on like a maintenance, you know, so that, because they say if you're properly supplemented, you won't catch anything. You're not going to catch a cold. You're not going to, you know, catch all these bugs that, you know, come down the pike in our environment, or in our foods, whatever is causing it. But that's what I've been doing. And again, this is how I want to live my life? No. Do I want to become Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman? No. I wouldn't do any of this crap. But I'm forced to do it because I resent and despise the medical mafia, the tyrants. I don't trust them. I don't want to see them. I will drop dead on my floor before I consult with one. And I've always had a distaste for them because of my son having anaphylactic dairy allergies from about 3 weeks old.
Yeah.
And yes, we could probably blame the vaccines for that now that we're, you know, it's behind me and I started researching other vaccines. I did discover that one of his vaccines most likely had an overabundance of casein in it. And lo and behold, that's one of the main things that sent him to anaphylactic shock, epinephrine pen, and the hospital. So I've always had a distaste for them. This last year and a half has only made it worse. And then the other thing I did, I don't even know if the last time I talked to you, but in May, my husband is totally off of all his diabetes medicine. We just turned it all around. Supplements, diet, food. And he's doing well. So the whole, you know, thing that we could all learn here is it's big pharma that makes you sick. you know, you consult with a doctor. They tell you you have A, B, C, and D. They tell you these are the medications needed. Most of them mask. Then they start destroying other parts of your body. And before you know it, you're sick and you're catching things. And I'm not going to say that he was sick, but he had a lot of body aches and lethargic. And the diabetes medicine just wasn't working out.
The stuff is nasty. Some of that's
it's nasty.
The one diabetes medicine you're talking about is the one that they found carcinogens in.
That's right.
And you know the FDA said, "Oh, can you improve that? Can you make refine your process?" They didn't take it off the market. They just said, "Hey, please eliminate the carcinogens." So what?
Yes, it's insane. Now the Chantix they took off. I mean. You know, I love when people say, well, you know, it's emergency use authorization, FDA, FDA. Come on. There's tons of things the FDA approved that killed people and are still killing people. It's just that people don't add two and two. And what I've been doing, and you know this because I send you something, I don't send you everything because I think you would block and delete me forever. But I watch
stuff
every day.
Yeah, you're on thin fucking ice.
Yeah, but I watch these videos of these paralyzed people and all of these horror stories from taking these vaccines because
it's
that is true.
It's rare.
Yeah, rare my ass.
It's rare.
These things are horrible. I send you, you know, people that I personally know that are now dealing with health issues, but they're still not putting two and two together.
Yeah, we have the same folks in our family. They oh, I can't believe I got sick. Oh, what do you think happened? It all happened after you. You know,
exactly. And I'm talking
and
bad
shot.
Things like cancer. Someone that I know just yesterday ran into, they were in remission for their lung cancer for quite a few years. They had never even went the chemo route. They did the radiation. They were doing well. They mentioned that they got the vaccine. I didn't say anything. And lo and behold, a few days ago, the cancer is back with vengeance.
Do they understand?
No.
They're brainwashed.
Not at all.
They're brainwashed.
Not at all. So again, like a lot of these diseases and things that people have, is caused by all of this. You know, it's the foods have been poisoning us for years. Our soil has been poisoned. You know, depleted soils, and you know, they're out to kill us. You go and look at these things that I mentioned earlier, these organizations. And when I tell you, you will not know the names of the people that are involved with these organizations that are making our sustainability the population decisions for us. Look at the report. Just look at how they're redesigning the globe. That's where the real meat and potatoes is, and that is some place that media will never go. So you're stuck with just a few people that get it, and that's where your conversations are, or what you can do in your immediate family. Like yesterday when I started to see all these corporations, you know, start to, you know, act like robots again, all I look at is saving money. Fine. That's a place I will never step foot in. Ever again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we talked about that. I've talked about it. I think it's common sense. You can strike back with your wallet. And, you know, that's one of the few things that you can control. And why not use it? And I used an example a long time ago. When this whole thing started, I was talking about, we went out, some of my buddies, we met at this tavern, and they're giving us a hard time. And they kept saying, oh, and this tavern's been around since, like, you know, Washington was milling around.
Right.
You know, George Washington. And it's owned by this dude from the UK who we know. I know the guy, but he wasn't around. But that's pretty funny. A Revolutionary War tavern owned by a guy from Britain. Anyway. No wonder the guy's pissed off. But, and they kept bringing, well, you have to order more food if you want. Only three rounds of drinks. We had, like, all this food. We spent, like, I don't know, it was like $600-$700. They were hassling us. And I said to the manager, you're going to go down, man. you can't treat people this way. And I said, you know, at the table, and I talked about this on air, some of the guys said, man, 10 years ago, we would have burnt this place to the ground. we would have trashed this place.
We need more of that.
What?
We need more of that.
And I said, no, we don't have to do anything. This place is toast. Oh, they just closed.
Good.
They just closed. I said to my wife.
I'm cheering it on. I want them all to go belly up.
And my wife said, I really like the food there. Can we get takeout? I said, nope. No. We're done. Don't with those people. They're toast. They'll be, I don't think they're going to last. And they just went, poof, gone.
No, I want to see more of this. I want to see more people just being creative and, cooking your, instead of going out, have friends over, cook your own food, build your own
world.
It's
cheaper to cook your own food.
And it's safer.
And it's better.
It's safer. We don't know half the crap that they're putting in the foods anyway. No, it's much better. I get texts a lot from people or DMs and, all these people, about the fight back. I'm like, yeah, I'm not saying it. Listen, January 6th was a message to you that it's not going to work. So when I say I want to see Gaddafi, Hussein front page photos, it definitely has to be something that is well off the radar. Because all of these people that say they're fighters and, we've got to do this and we've got to do that. It's not happening. We're a year and a half into this shit.
Well, it's top down. I mean, I'll give you an example, right? One of the stories the Young Bucks picked out for me today. Headline, GOPs on January 6th. Do we have political prisoners here in America? That's the headline. Hmm. And the editor's note, as they talk about people who are still incarcerated, right? I mean, regular people are still locked up 23 hours a day. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. The editor's note is, where's Trump on all this? Not even a peep. He could have pardoned these people instead of his friends and special interests. And the story goes on. That's hard to do
when you're a part of it.
Exactly. I mean, these people are locked up, man.
It's obvious. I mean, when you had all these bosses and organizations and, you and I were saying, you said it, I believe you said it on air, but I know you said it to a few people behind the scenes. Just stay away from D.C.
I put the call out. I have a lot of people call me. It's been that way for decades.